Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is marketing expert and iTunes best-selling author, Jonna Hamilton, who will shed some light on how you should be marketing on social media as a small business or entrepreneur. Jonna will be releasing the audiobook version of How to Create a Successful Social Media Campaign in Today's Crowded Market in March, and has some tips for business owners out there looking to jumpstart their social media campaign today. So welcome, Jonna.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I guess the question is, I don't even know if the question is, do small businesses need social media? Because I think that answer, of course, is yes. But is it necessary for small businesses to be plugged into every single social media platform these days?
Well, of course, it's ideal to be on as many platforms as possible, but for small businesses with limited marketing budgets, spreading yourself too thin is definitely not advisable. You don't need to be everywhere to have an effective social media campaign. Investing your energy, time, and resources into one or two social media platforms that you know your audience uses often is much better than creating a profile on every single social media platform and then barely using any of them. So find out where your particular audience likes to hang out the most and become active on that particular platform.
Now, Jonna, would you have a recommendation for different target demographics and audiences, which platform is best for certain businesses? For instance, if it's a younger demographic, is that more Twitter, or what do you recommend for that?
That's a great question. So it's definitely a good idea to research demographics depending on what your target market is. So like Vine and Instagram, they're more for the younger audience. And if you're doing business to business, that's more of a LinkedIn. You would want to do more things with LinkedIn and Twitter. Definitely researching demographics will help you figure out where your target market hangs out. And you can also ask your clients what social media platform they use the most to see if you see any patterns within your own personal client base.
So when you decide, okay, I'm going to be on Twitter, I'm going to be on Instagram and Vine, or whichever platforms you choose, what should you be posting there as a small business owner?
Well, if you're new to social media for business, you'll need to get to know your audience first to determine what they prefer. If you're looking for more insight on that, you can actually study your competitors' social media pages to see what works and what doesn't work for them personally. And then you can just kind of do your own trial and error posts and analyze the effectiveness of your content. And if you want more engagement, which we all want more engagement on social media, there's actually a statistic on Kismetrics that states posts that ask a question get 100% more engagement. 100%. So that's a big deal. So asking your audience's opinion and encouraging them to comment on your posts and respond back makes a much more engaging environment on your social media page. And it also helps you gain a larger following, as their friends will also see the conversations being posted on your page. And in general, posts with eye-catching photos and visuals do better than just posting text, which is understandable, since as people scroll through their newsfeed, what's more likely to catch their attention, plain text or a colorful photo? So for most people, it's the photo or infograph that gets their attention first.
And what type of mistakes do businesses make when using social media? And what is the kiss of death mistake?
I would say the biggest mistake people make on social media for business is not knowing their audience. So using social media, it's just a tool. It's just a tool to get to the people. And the people, that's what really matters. So understanding their basic profiles, understanding their pain points, and how you are best able to help them will put your marketing mission into perspective and will allow you to set objectives and goals that align with the service that you provide and will keep you focused on what's really important. So content on its own can be just noise if it's not actually serving a purpose. So knowing why people follow you and what kind of content they expect from your page will make creating a social media campaign much easier and more effective. The better that you understand your audience, you'll be able to better serve them.
And for a business owner who might be new to social media, what is their first few steps to getting their marketing campaign started?
Well, first, if you already have a client base, you should let your existing audience know that you've set up a new Facebook or a new Twitter page or Instagram. And this includes writing in it in your newsletter or inviting friends to like your page if you know that they would benefit from it. If you can fit it into your budget, promoting your page on Facebook with Facebook ads is a very useful tool, as they have filters like location, age, gender, which you would have to know your audience to be able to use that tool to target specific people. And also, being a small business, you have the competitive advantage of being able to answer everyone's comments and having a more intimate environment on your social media page, whereas some page like Walmart would not be able to do that with 3,000 comments. You know, it's pretty much impossible for the social media manager to answer every single one and get into a meaningful conversation on social media. So that is something that creates a strong bond between you and your fans, which is definitely something to utilize and take advantage of. You can also see which pages are the influencers in your particular industry. And, you know, you can introduce yourself to those influencers and share their content, share things of value with your audience. And people will notice that you're not just there for self-promotion. You're there to help them find content that is useful to them. And that will make your page more credible.
And so if you reach your goals and you actually are successful with social media and you are getting a lot of response and a lot of interaction, as a small business owner, you could feel overwhelmed. What do you do to make the process a little easier for yourself?
Well, if you're managing multiple social media pages, a service like Hootsuite.com will help you stay organized and schedule posts consistently. So you don't have to post like every hour as some larger social media pages do, but you can find a number that you are comfortable with and try to be consistent so your audience knows what to expect from you. And try to keep in mind why you're running a social media campaign in the first place. So it's a good practice to ask yourself what gets you excited about posting every day and what message you want to deliver to your market. So finding an angle that keeps you passionate about your campaign will help you get through those moments where you might feel bogged down by too many details.
Well, Jonna, I know you've had a lot of great tips for our listeners today, but we are running out of time. So I want to remind everyone that to learn more about Jonna, please visit jonnahamilton.com. And that is jonnahamilton.com. And you can follow her on Twitter for the exact release date of her audiobook, How to Create a Successful Social Media Campaign in Today's Crowded Market. And you can do that with her handle at jonnahamilton.com. Again, that's Z-H-A-N-N-A Hamilton. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.